If you like China, beautiful, beautiful table setting, this is the episode you need to watch.
Pat O'Neill stands in her Lexington condo recording her next segment for Chit Chat with Granny Pat. Using her laptop, she's recorded 606 stories on her YouTube channel. Today's topic is her English Abbey China collection.
This set of china was produced between 1910 and 1940. Now, I'll tell you how I found that out.
Granny Pat wears black-rimmed glasses. She's dressed in a green sweater, blouse, and dark pants. Her voice is steady and measured as she recounts the story of how she bought the china and where it was made.
Now, I had already decided I did not want to collect blue willow. Everybody loved blue willow.
Her storytelling on YouTube started 4 years ago. Granddaughter Jessica Duer created a YouTube channel and named it Chit Chat with Granny Pat.
What did you think when your granddaughter for Christmas said, "Here it is, Chit Chat with Granny Pat"?
You're crazy. That's what I said. I know nothing about YouTube. I can't do that.
Granny Pat says she forgot to hit the record button on her very first show and had to redo it. Her granddaughter says Granny Pat already had plenty of experience, though, telling stories.
I can remember her telling stories to me from when I was a kid. She loved to tell stories to me and my sister growing up. I can, you know, stories that she would make up, fairy tales that she would read, even just stories from her life.
I had put food on the table. I even went up on the roof.
Granny's stories on YouTube are up to an hour long. She says her stories resonate with other senior citizens.
And I was thinking about the elderly people like me who live alone. What have they got to do besides watch TV? They don't have anybody to talk to. I've got to talk to them. I'm going to tell them stories.
Her stories include her childhood, family history, and topics that make her viewers laugh.
I don't remember saying anything funny. And then they say, "It's not what you said, it was your reactions to what you said."
Granny doesn't edit her shows, so if she sneezes or has a sniffle, it stays on the recording. Her daughter believes Granny's soothing voice and honesty make her popular.
They remind them of their mother or their grandmother or both who are now deceased. And there are people that will literally go to bed at night, turn her on and listen. It's her voice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Granny Pat just celebrated her 90th birthday. Her family threw her a party at Boone Tavern. She sat on a chair from her living room and visited with dozens of guests, including one fan who came all the way from Buffalo.
Just to shake my hand.
Yes.
Are you a fan?
Oh, a big fan.
Chit Chat with Granny Pat has about 39,000 subscribers. Granny Pat says it fulfills her dream of making a difference in people's lives.
I've wanted to put my mark on the world. I've asked myself for years, why am I here? What is it I'm supposed to be doing?
Off the Beaten Path with Granny Pat.
I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for watching.
I'm Sam Dick in Lexington reporting for WEKU.
Is that okay?
I think so.